More states in India are adopting anti-conversion bills. Who are they really targeting? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Even as culture changes and grows more hostile to Christianity, hope remains. More on that coming up. Plus, tomorrow is Global Outreach Day, and it means exciting things for missions. Stay tuned to find your place in the story. We'll start today in India, where Uttarakhand is the seventh state to pass an anti-conversion bill. Now, this makes it harder for people to change their religion. Poor or less educated people sometimes need help with the legal process. And if, perhaps, a Christian helps a Hindu with the religion change applications, they can be accused of forcing the conversion. However, a ministry partner with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, Abhijit Nayak, says there is hope.
I am from Odisha, and Odisha state was the first state in India to pass the anti-conversion law in 1970s. So this has a huge impact, but in Odisha, Christianity is growing. So in spite of anti-conversion bill and political problems, God is at work, mainly through grassroots church planters, evangelists, and frontline Christian workers.
Continue to pray for the gospel spread throughout India. Next, it's not common knowledge, but that doesn't make it any less real. There's a crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
There's basically evacuations and refugees that are spilling out of the Democratic Republic of Congo, especially into neighboring Uganda, because of violence that's going on in the eastern part of the country again.
Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates has seen some of that tension firsthand, but he says Bible translation is making a difference. Tribal groups that would normally be fighting are coming alongside one another for the sake of making God's word accessible.
Because of their individual or their respective thirst for God's word, it draws them together to a place that can equip them to steward God's word for their people, and they end up really facing these issues at the same time in the same place with people that they've had these tensions with. And because of the power of God's word and because of the power of the Holy Spirit, inevitably barriers fall and reconciliation happens.
Wycliffe Associates has plans for 69 more translations in the country. They've got the translators and the equipment, but they still need funding. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Tomorrow's a day dedicated to teaching Christians all over the world how to share their faith, and then mobilizing them to do it. It's Global Outreach Day. The international president of Global Outreach Day, Werner Nachtigall, shares,
"You know, very often Christians have no clue how to evangelize. They're doing mistakes, and then, well, people would say, no, leave me alone, and then they would think it's not my calling, not my anointing."
But we're all called to share the gospel. And Global Outreach Day's training manual helps believers worldwide do just that.
I've seen a young girl in Germany. She said, "I was too shy to talk to people. I thought evangelism is for Billy Graham and Reinhard Bonnke, but for sure not for me." And one day after the training, she led 5 people to the Lord in Germany on the street.
All these resources can be found at missionnews.org. And finally, something beautiful happens when ministry and passion collide. That is, more effective gospel outreach. Compassion International strives to make their employees feel connected to their overall mission of releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name. They recently received their 6th Gallup Great Workplace Award based on employee engagement. Jack Wilson of Compassion explains,
"Employee engagement is the extent to which an employee actively adds his or her discretionary energy and passion into their activity."
So for Compassion, this engagement creates a strong foundation for ministry.
So again, how does it affect the kingdom? Going in reverse, it's equipping the leadership, it's equipping the staff to feel more highly engaged with the mission and the ministry. And the results are better things are happening.
Congratulations, Compassion. Well done. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. So this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.